Hey, howdy and happy day. The United States of America, boom, 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 guns. Americans like guns. Most Americans do. Of course, the Democrats, they don't. I think it's 25% of all Democrats have a gun, and I think it's 75% of all Republicans that have a gun. But in any event, let's talk about the U.S. Postal Service. They had a regulation that said it's a federal law that when you come into a post office, you can't legally have a firearm. And so many people error in that because they have a concealed permit or a constitutional permit, and they carry a gun. It gets to be like carrying a watch on your, having a watch on your arm, and they don't think about it. So they run in to get their mail, kind of a standard practice, and oops, I just broke the law. And that's now been overturned, and now you can go into federal buildings like the post office with your gun if in fact you're legal and you passed all the tests and so on. And the tests, you know what, they're not easy. Not everybody can get a permit to carry a gun, only the good guys. And when is the last time you heard about somebody with a concealed carry permit that did a bad thing? How about never? Because they do not do that. Guns in the U.S. Montana, 66.3% of all households in Montana have a firearm. Wyoming is 66.2. Alaska is 64.5. Idaho is 60.1. Texas, nobody knows. It's upwards to 90%. Many people do guess. Massachusetts and New Jersey have the lowest. They have fewer gun owners there than anywhere else, and they are at 15%. There's approximately 600,000 guns. Different numbers range from 300,000 to a million, but the most popular number that I've been able to find is 600,000 guns in America. That's close to 200 million citizens own a firearm. And the bad guys, how many guns do they have? Unknown, we don't know. And it's a good thing that so many good guys have the ability to shoot back. Hey, just saying, not a great world, I guess, when you have to take a gun into a post office or into a church. I mean, that's not great, but the bad guys attack our churches. They come into Walmart stores from time to time. They go to concerts and they do terrible things. So it's not a bad thing that a good guy has a gun. But just saying. Now, jumping over to the Girl Scouts Association in America. You know, they're all over this transgender thing. They like it. They think it's great. Now, in addition to that, they've said, we are offering badges to young girls that they earn. And when they visit a mosque or learn the pillars of Islam. Really? I mean, the pushback on this is just extraordinary. I mean, really, so many people are saying, my girl will never attend that ever again, and I will never buy your cookies. And, you know, it's why are they being political? For heaven's sakes, just take these young girls and make them better. Make them so they can be good people. I mean, do you have to get into all this political stuff? No, you don't. Why are you doing that? I mean, they should not be doing that. You know, I was behind a Tesla car the other day on my travels. We're talking about my travels now. And there was this Tesla in front of me, and they had a kind of a cute bumper sticker. Have a look at it. I bought this before I knew that Elon was crazy. Everybody's entitled to think what they want to think, and bumper stickers kind of make you smile. Now, I'm old, I'm really old, but I've been a man a long time. And of course, as a man, you know, we have these things, we look at girls. That's kind of what men do, and it used to be kind of nice. And now, with this age thing going on, I just look at women to see how many tattoos they have. And they sure have a lot of tattoos. Recently, I was on a cruise with my wife. There was like 3,000 people on the boat, and I gotta say, if the ship captain would have announced everyone who doesn't have a tattoo, leave the ship, there would have been four of us leave. It's kind of interesting stuff. Again, I don't care what you do what you like, but it's just interesting. I mean, the tattoo business, big business, and they must be making lots of dough. And lastly, there's a new category. New category to all this homosexual stuff. I don't even know all these numbers. 2SLBGT whatever. It's like, it's when you like both men and women, but they don't like you. It's now called by yourself. Oh, did you get that? Y'all come back, try to lighten up. I mean, the world's a mess. I mean, every day, all this political stuff that goes on, I mean, we're all polar bears. That would be my description of bipolar, because we go up and down all day with news. We have this and we don't have that. So lighten up and have a good one. See ya.